stand on your square. We on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Okay. Like it.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace, family. We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And your sister Rigel.
Hotep, or Barbie Ghani, and Assalamu Alaikum. This is Brother Montoya, a.k.a. Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We back y'all hopefully to share some constructive dialogue with the family. This is Collective Minds. Like we always say, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. And we got a great show for y'all today. Great dialogue with the family. But before we get started, as always, how was y'all week, Queen Raja and Mufasa? And do y'all have any announcements for us?
I had a wonderful week. Thanks for asking. No announcements, you know, no complaints, no regrets.
Ah, yes, indeed. No regrets. Let's get it. Well, excuse me, my brother Mufasa, how was the week, and you got any announcements for us?
Hey, you know, I had a great week as well. You know, as y'all know, I do have to make the announcement today was the 24th anniversary of the Million Man March, the day of the Holy Day of Atonement. So I just left the mines. I wish I could have got to Chicago where the minister talked about the Honorable Minister Farrakhan was speaking there, but I did make it to the mines to watch the live stream with with the believers in the community. I know the Kev was tied up. He wasn't able to make it out. And I hate I missed Sister Raja. He just told me he came through. And I hate I didn't get a chance to see it before I left, but I appreciate the support. And, hey, y'all, this is, you know, a momentous occasion. 24 years ago, can you remember where you was at? On the day of a Million Man March where a black man asked for a million men, a million black men to show up for one cause. And not just 1 million showed up, but almost 2 million showed up. Can you remember where y'all was at back then, 24 years ago, Brother K.S. Sister Raja?
24 years ago. I do remember it happening, but I can't remember exactly where I was, because if I'm mistaken, it was over like a weekend, right? Or was it like a week of events or a weekend?
Yeah, it was a weekend. Not a full weekend, but the actual day was on a Monday. What made it even more significant, because people was telling Mr. Farrakhan, you need to do it on a weekend. You know, you ain't going to be able to pull this off on a weekday. And he said, you know, when he threw it out there, he didn't know if it was going to, you know, he said it wasn't him that said it. He said he was touched to say it, and after he said it, he was like, I wish I could have took it back, because I didn't really think I'd be able to get a million men to show up. But lo and behold, it happened on a Monday. I was at work, mad. That I couldn't be there. I was young. Mm-hmm. I was young at the time, like 20 years old. And I was working at Steak and Shake. A little fast food joint, Steak and Shake. I remember being up in that mad saying, I ain't doing nothing. Nobody asked me to do much, nothing. I ain't doing nothing. I can't beer.
Yeah, I remember. It was amazing, though, I must say. I didn't go, of course, but I ended up watching it on C-SPAN. I think they covered it like on C-SPAN or something. And I watched that full speech. I watched all the, you know, the people speak and all that. So it was definitely an amazing event, and definitely something that was monumental. You know what I'm saying?
Crime, no violence, nothing kicked off. 2 million brothers locked together. That's amazing.
That's right.
You know, it's amazing. We need to go back and revisit that and look at that.
That's
just,
not amazing.
That's
you know, that's just regular behavior. You know, that's not amazing. That, I mean, it's amazing that, but it's not, you know, it's not a miracle. You know, it's great that
right.
nothing happens. It's not like, you know, we can't. I mean, it's not like we have to fight all the time. You know, but it was.
Right.
Like,
when,
you know,
when have you ever seen 2 million black men come together in solidarity and nothing kick off? Nothing go down, all unified. And when have you known it to happen in the history, not just a recent history, but the history of the world? That would tell you how amazing it is.
When
has it happened?
No, I'm just. And what are you thinking in terms of a gathering? When has 2 million men come together to do something like this?
That's what makes it so amazing. that's what I'm saying. That
they came together to do it. That's great. But I was responding to the you know the comment about it, and there wasn't any fights and all like you like, and that's amazing. As if you know it's to be expected that if 2 million black men come together, it's bound to be a fight. I was just responding to that. But
it's okay.
No big deal. Yeah. That's what
yeah,
I was responding.
Yeah. If you get two, it ain't got to be black people. You get 100 to 500 people together, and you know, you never know, somebody get their foot stepped on, and it's a problem. And we're talking about young folks, from the young to the elderly, you know, and they left it the way they came was the way they left it, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yes,
and if I was 20 years old at that time when it happened, it's no telling where I was. I do remember the event taking place, but I can't recall exactly. You know, what my day was, you know, at that time, what I was doing. But at 20 years old, and you said it was on a Monday, too?
Yeah, you was probably asleep. You went to the club the night before.
Oh, no, I've never been a sleeper.
Nah.
I've never been a sleeper. I've always been woke. Literally.
Okay.
Literally, but I might have been, you know, out, you know, I'm sure I was active that day, but.
He was getting to the bag.
I'm sure I was
getting
to the bag.
That's what we just keep it clean. She was just out getting to the bag.
Yeah, no kids at 20 and, you know, it's I don't even want to think
freedom.
About what I could have, you know. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Now, look, I don't know if y'all heard about this, y'all, but going back to last week's show, right, we did last week's show on the Amber Geiger trial, and we talked about Joshua Brown getting killed. So this is out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area this past weekend.
Man.
A police officer walks into a home and kills another woman. A black woman specifically.
What?
One of the neighbors.
Really?
Yeah, this happened this past weekend. Now, one of the neighbors called the police because her door was open. She was inside from reports. They say she was inside with her nephew. They could have been playing a game or watching TV or doing something. They just sitting in there. The officer comes in. You know, he look around. They got the body cam footage out there. He tell her, freeze, hold up, and start shooting. Like, really just
shot
going there and start blasting. Yeah,
that's
he shot through
what
the window.
I heard, he shot through her window. I mean.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, maybe he's
so
looking
he,
for a little love and a little forgiveness. And
yeah.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You know, you're right.
Yeah. He's searching for the love and forgiveness.
And forgiveness. So the sister name was Atatiana Jefferson. So, you know, condolences to her and her family. You know what I mean? Hope everything worked out. I believe S. Lee Merritt is already on the case, and probably Crump is probably down there as well. And also the gentleman we had on last week, Mr. Washington. So they probably represent the family as well. So this just hot off the press. It just happened. you know.
Yeah.
This
say
past
early.
Week, so, you know.
I'm gonna say early, just based off my little bit of what I've seen, I think it's gonna be another one that's gonna get his ass good in prison to shoot somebody through a window as a police officer. So I'm gonna go out on the limb early and say they're gonna get him too.
Right,
and
right.
So
yeah,
no
I don't
restraint.
See how he can get away with this, right?
Two? What
but
do you
now,
mean
this
two?
The killer part.
What do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean they're gonna
go
get
ahead.
Him too? They ain't got
man,
Amber,
man,
so
gonna,
you really think they got Amber? She's not. They ain't get her.
She doing
that
10 years
nothing.
In the jail.
Five years. Let's be real. 5 years.
But
would you rather do
5 years
in jail or dead? Would you rather be do 5 years in jail or dead? Because he's dead.
Well,
if you bring him back and say,
question.
Hey, would you want to do 5 years in jail or you want me to shoot you dead right now? I guarantee you him is going to pick 5 years in jail.
Yeah, that's a
right.
True question. This type of word we're living in.
Yeah, one last thing on this case, y'all. Just look how the media try to play it, right? They put in the article that this woman had a firearm inside her home. But last I checked, firearms are not illegal. Right, so what does that have to do with anything? You know what I'm saying? But the fact that they even is putting that out there, putting that in the article, shows me that they, you know, they trying to find a way to justify this man shooting this woman. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. So, you know, keep an eye on that case. I'm sure we'll be hearing some more
about
it.
And I'm sure they're going
to
probably say something about some marijuana, too. I'm sure that's probably going to come
up,
too.
Yeah, you know, they're going to bring up everything.
Oh, yeah, we'll see some
marijuana. Yeah, you know, they'll bring up everything. So, stay tuned, family. Stay tuned. So, yeah, without further ado, I guess that was my announcement. We are talking about today, y'all. We're talking about the Tyler Perry movie studios that just opened this past week. Tyler Perry had a grand opening event. It was star-studded. I saw Oprah on there. I saw P. Diddy. I saw Cicely Tyson, Spike Lee, Jermaine Dupri, like anybody, Whoopi Goldberg,
Beyonce.
Anybody you can name, Beyonce, Jay-Z. Anybody, the who's who of Hollywood or entertainment, was in the building for this grand
collective
opening. right. So, yeah, so if you don't know, Tyler Perry opened a movie studio that is 330 acres. So just to put that in context, that's about 330 football fields worth of studio space. You know what I'm saying? And it was built on a former Confederate Army base down in Atlanta. He got like 12 sound stages. Each of the sound stages are named after, you know, prominent black actors and actresses like Oprah. Spike Lee got a sound stage named after him. Cicely Tyson, Sidney Poitier, Denzel Washington, Will Smith, all the prominent people in Hollywood have a soundstage named after this. So they saying this particular studio of Tyler Perry's is the biggest movie studio in America and is bigger than Warner Brothers, MGM, and Paramount Studios combined. So we here to have a conversation about, you know, what does this mean for black people? What does it mean for black filmmaking? You know, was this a big move? Is this a major move? What are your overall thoughts on the Tyler Perry movie studios that just had their grand opening? Give us a call, family. The number is 929-477-1697. And, yeah, we'll get to the call lines here in 1 second. I guess we'll go to Queen Rigel. Since you heard about the, you know, the opening, what are your thoughts on the movie studio, the Tyler Perry movie studio?
Yeah, I couldn't help but hear about it. It got so much attention. It was all down my timeline. I must admit, though, I think that's from what I do know, I think it's a great thing for him and his business. I think that's very, I think that was a very smart business move for him. I'm just not that drawn to the story, though. You know, I like this.
Okay.
I think from what I know of Tyler, it seems like he will help, you know, a lot of up-and-coming black producers and filmmakers and things like that, and I give him credit for that. So I think in that sense, I think it would be a beautiful thing because I think he would help people. Now, I don't know him, never worked with him or been around him, so I can't really speak much about, you know, how that looks, how he picks people, because what I always what I prefer to see when we're thinking about helping our community, help the ones that really can't find the resources. You know, it still seems so cliquish to me. You know,
right.
So it's like if he's going to really step outside, and hopefully that's what I would like to see, and he step outside and really give someone an opportunity. You know, someone who probably can't really get the resources to do it. Someone that's up and coming, somebody from here, someone from the small towns or just the real inner cities and things like that. You know, so I would like to see that happen. I'm not saying he never have and won't. He probably thinking the same thing, but I would like to see those types of people to be birthed from that. You know, he definitely has the opportunity to do it. He has the space. And he seems like
right.
He's that type of person, but, you know, I don't know. But I'm just hoping it's not going to be like a real cliquish thing where you have to be this type of person or this type of way or know this
right.
person. I just hope I don't want it to be, you know, so cliquish where someone like me or you know, someone on the show don't stand a chance, you know.
Right,
so,
right. Yes,
but besides
indeed.
That, I mean, just from
that's
an overall business point of view, a business perspective, I think, you know, hey, I think that was a great move for him to do that, you know, and it definitely, you know, put him on top. So that's great. It's like he made a great move. You know, I can't speak anything else about it. I don't know. I just wasn't really that drawn to it. It's just, hey, I think it's great. I congratulate him. But I always thought he was, you know, pretty creative, you know, and a very talented person. So I give him credit.
Right. Yes, indeed. Brother Mufasa, Rob. What you think about the movie studios, brother?
Well, let me go ahead and make this public service announcement now. Raiju, I'm going to throw a little bit of wine. But I'm not going to throw it at the back of your head. That's an inside joke. I'm just going to douse you in front of front a little bit. And I'm actually going to throw some wine on my outfit, too. I'm not going to front. Just going to say this myself. I'm going to get all of us in this. Okay, we as black people are very critical of our own. And this was very significant. And what Tyler Perry achieved. When you look at it, just the mere size of the studio, all the stuff that he, like you named earlier, Brother Kev, saying who he, you know, put the names of the people in, of the studios in, you know, he's honoring blackness. And I just don't, I think we're too harsh on our own people. If this was somebody else or not of another race, I mean, they would be celebrating it. It would be, you know, all over the world would be celebrating it. I think we'd be too hard on our own people. This was a major accomplishment. And one of the reasons he did it was so that he can help the little people out. You know, people who don't get a shot when they go to Hollywood, black people who don't get a chance to tell their stories. That's one of the main reasons why he did do this. He opened the door, and he always said, if you come to his studios, it's diverse. You're going to see all the black people that you don't see at those other film studios. You're basically going to see them in his studio. So he is employing quite a few of our people. And so I don't want to take away from that. And then, like you said, Brother Kev, the significance of him building it on a prior Confederate fort, that's a slap in the face to white supremacy. You know, everything he did, that was a slap in the face to white supremacy. Here goes something else that y'all may not have tripped off of.
Right.
At the event, everybody had on their bow ties. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know who rocked them bow ties. That's a slap in the face to white supremacy. It's a subtle slap. So you got to look at some of these things that Tyler doing this stuff unapologetically of being black and saying, hey, I've arrived and I'm going to bring my people with me. I ain't going to apologize for it. Now, I have to, you know, say also, I've critiqued Tyler on dressing up like a woman. I ain't never been with that. I think that in some of his films, he kind of pushed the envelope, like in, I think this the one guy called The Oval or something like that. How you got these black women pissing all up on this white president. I really don't care for that behavior. You know, he's very catering to the LGBTQ community. I'm not for that myself as well. But I'm not knocking Tyler for getting to the bag, and I would love to see more of our people do exactly what he did. You know, do for self. Get your own. Hollywood don't want to invite you in to help tell our story, then doggone it. Put it down, lay it flat. Now you got the studios, you got everything you need to tell our stories. So keep on pushing them out. Continue to employ people that of color. And, you know, hopefully he'll bring along 5 more or 10 more Tyler Perrys behind him. So I love what the man did, and I applaud it. I may not agree with some of, you know, his movies that he do and some of his shows he put out, but I'm applauding this move. This was major. Like you said, his studio is bigger than the other 3 or 4 studios combined. You know, he got major sets, build outs like he did the White House on the set. He built the White House there. I mean, it's just a major accomplishment. You know what I'm saying? We need to, you know, get a man his credit, what credit is due.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed,
okay,
family.
So
if you're just joining
the,
us.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, if you just joined us. Oh, yeah, I'm going to let you go. You just joined us. We're talking about the Tyler Perry Movie Studios. Give us a call with your thoughts. 929-477-1697. Okay, go ahead, Roger.
Now, where is the wine and why? Like, did I say something? Did I not use the right words for you or something? Because I definitely congratulated him. I definitely gave him credit and props. Is it because I said I wasn't drawn to the story? Meaning I didn't look into all the links and I didn't read all
I think you just minimalized the accomplishments of the brother. You know, you kind of like gave it a blah blah. You gave it a little blah blah.
Oh,
that's okay. Cool.
So you took it that way because apparently, like I said, maybe you didn't
cool
like
he did.
The words that I used. I didn't say cool.
Yeah.
And I said that before this. Okay, I see. You still got your bow tie on. I'll let that slide. You still into another mode right now because you totally everything
you.
I said.
You
minimized
that's
what
you.
I said because I didn't minimize what I said. I said that he did a great thing, and I said that I thought he was always crazy even before this. The only problem I think you may have had is when I said I wasn't that drawn to the story, and I wasn't. I didn't click on all those links or nothing like that. I've always been a Tyler Perry fan. I love Madea. I hate he's retiring her, but I think he's bringing her back. But I've always been I made that point because to let you and all the listeners know that it's things that you probably bring up that I may not be aware of because I didn't click on the link. Me saying I wasn't drawn to the story is nothing more than me saying, in other words, I didn't click on the links, I didn't read the stories. So I just know that he opened it, and that's really about as far as my information goes. So since we are having a discussion about it, you guys may bring up things about it that I may not be aware of, or I may not mention things because my lack of, you know, information, because I didn't click on it. I wasn't drawn to click on any of them.
There you go, yeah.
Tyler Perry, and that's fine. It's not a competition. If you feel like you want to like him more than me, that's fine. I'm going to back out of this fight because it's an irrelevant fight here, I think, because you're trying to make it feel like you like him more than me or something. You're making it feel like you like him more than me, and I want to back out of that fight.
All I did.
Because I gave the guy credit. I mean, what more do you want me to say? My God.
I just sprinkled
like
the wine.
You like him more than me, okay?
We have to.
You like him more than me. That's all it is. Okay, we can move on. Yeah, you
I
like
just
him more. And
the wine.
For what? Because you like him more than me. I didn't
look
come out
happened.
And say and use all
what?
The words that you use. So now I minimize your the person that you really
I mean,
really
you did.
You
I
like way way more than
it.
Me.
I wasn't drawn to it. I wasn't drawn to it. I wasn't drawn
okay,
to his
okay,
weak accomplishment.
You like what he did. That's great. Okay, you like what he did.
I wasn't
did,
drawn
great.
To his little weak accomplishment. I mean, I'm just.
I didn't
just
use any of those
it,
words. Here you go again.
But that's how it comes out.
Now you have to be better than that. That's how you took it. So if you're going to ignore all the other things that I said and just say that, then that's how you took it. Because I clearly said, even before. All of the drawing. That one thing is the only thing you can say that I said because I clearly said more times than that one thing that he's creative, that I think he's good, and I talked about how I know that he worked with black people. I was just hoping to say that I hope he continue to do that. So
right.
All this drawing stuff, you taking this one word and making
think...
it out of the whole message, I think that's totally unfair. You're just really trying to show that I guess you want to say that you like him more than anybody. You like him more than anybody.
That little spray of wine must have really hurt it. That little spray of wine must have really hurt it. I'm out to fight. If you're criticizing something
that I'm saying, I'm supposed to, you know.
Right.
You must have really hurt it. Call us, hey. When y'all call in. Y'all let me know if I'm
tripping. You ain't got to get nobody
maybe,
out on this. On
maybe
trying to get
I
nobody
took it
out
wrong.
On your side like that.
Maybe I took it wrong that Raiju
minimized. You ain't got to pull nobody into this.
All right. We're going to get to the call lines here in 1 second, family. This is Collective Minds Radio. We are discussing the Tyler Perry movie studios and the significance that it could have on black movies moving forward. I'm going to just start off by saying, like, in terms of the accomplishment, it was a huge accomplishment. This was very big in terms of the Hollywood machine, right? Because Hollywood, that's one of the biggest exports that we have here in America. And Hollywood is also one of the biggest weapons used by the system of white supremacy. So because movies are one of the highest forms of art, you know what I'm saying? The motion pictures and the way they do it is one of the highest forms of art because it does tap into your subconscious, right? When you go into a movie, it's dark, you suspend your belief for a minute, you voluntarily suspend your belief, it's dark, they got the music loud, you eating popcorn and candy and all these type of things to affect your mind. So there's a lot of things that are put into movies that go into your subconscious. So movies are a very powerful medium. You know, so for Tyler Perry to open up his own movie studio as a black man, this is very big. And I actually look at it from a war perspective. You know what I'm saying? I do believe that this is because, again, movies are weaponized, right? So this was a move on a chessboard that this man did. You know, I'm not sure. He probably know this as well, but this is a huge move in order for black people to tell their own stories, right? And we'll have to wait and see what type of movies and things that are produced from these movie studios. But just on the surface, and him, you know, opening up this massive studio, I think that is huge. And like I said, when you look at movies and how Hollywood started and how they use things to manipulate the minds and basically create the future that they want, because we could look at one of the first movies that was played at the White House was called Birth of a Nation by D.W. Griffin, which dropped in 1915. And this movie was about the Klan. It was about basically some propaganda about black men raping white women, and they just, you know, it was a silent movie that they used to basically recruit for the Klan. And during that time, the Klan numbers went up, lynchings went up, and things like that. So movies have always been used to promote a certain type of gender, right? And we could look at, you know, we could look at the movies that we love in our lifetime, like Boys in the Hood, Colors, you know, things like that that tell a story about the present. And it affects the mind, and people start to internalize these images that they see on the screen. So, you know, from a perspective of it being a tactic used to promote a better image for black people, right, I think, you know, this was a great thing. Now, I would say this. I'm going to just read off a few Tyler Perry movies that he's made since the beginning of his career. Like, just real quick. Diary of a Mad Black Woman, Madea's Family Reunion, Daddy's Little Girls, Why Did I Get Married, Meet the Browns, The Family They're Praised, Madea Goes to Jail, I Can Do Bad All by Myself, Why Did I Get Married 2, For Colored Girls, Madea's Big Happy Family, Good Deeds, Madea's Witness Protection, Temptations, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor, The Single Moms Club, Madea's Tough Love. Now, the reason I'm saying these names is because one thing that we cannot do, and this may go on the critique side, so some of that wine may have been for me, Mufasa. We cannot continue,
yeah,
in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So, in my opinion,
I threw the wine on myself.
Right. In my opinion, I was naming all those movies to say, if you look at the name of those movies, and a lot of times, especially even the Madea movies, they're funny, but it's still a man dressed up as an old black woman and doing, you know, doing some kind of coonish thing. You know what I'm saying? Even though I can appreciate some of the humor. So I'm just saying, yeah, but I'm just saying we cannot continue to only make those type of movies. And a lot of these movies that I named, you know, a lot of them don't show black men in a favorable light. Like Mufasa alluded to, they're LGBT, super friendly. You know what I'm saying? And just the position that black society is and black people are in, we need to be telling stories that show us not only winning in the past and in the present, but also that show us winning in the future. Right. If you look at the biggest black movies or iconic movies that we could think of, they're either talking about the past or it's a movie about our present state. Right. So when we talk about the past, you can look at Roots or The Color Purple or things like that. Those are talking about the past. When you talk about movies that are made about the present, again, you talk about, you know, Boys in the Hood, New Jack City, you know, I'm naming kind of some old movies from the 90s and 80s, but those are the type of movies that were made at that particular time that, you know, that affected generations.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is we need movies that are going to reflect us winning in the future. We need some black Star Wars. You know what I'm saying? We need some black Back to the Futures. We need some black Harry Potter movies. We need some black, you know, these cartoons where they be dropping a lot of science in these cartoons.
We need more
Wakanda was cool. Wakanda was cool. But again, you
until
know, we had our little talk about that until they let, you know, they let the CIA guy in, they let the colonizer in and blah, blah, blah. But we ain't going to go into that. But what I'm saying is we need movies that's going to show us in the future how we want to be, how we want our society to be, not how it is currently, but a projection of a better world, you know, where black society
totally
is doing
agree.
A lot better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally
so that's
agree.
What I hope. That's what I hope comes from this movie studio. And again, I named those movies to show we can't keep making those movies to degrade and laugh at us. And again, this is my personal critique when it comes to the Christianity undertones that are in a lot of these movies, you know, Woman Art Thou Loose and all these movies where they have these Christian undertones. I'm not necessarily feeling that,
Woman Art Thou Loose.
You know, especially coming off this Amber Geiger case when everybody was throwing Jesus out and just forgiving. I got to keep it real. Christianity has a bad taste in my mouth as of late, especially the Christianity that has been taught to us, you know, by a former slave master. You know what I'm saying? So that type of Christianity I'm against. I'm not with it. You know what I'm saying? And I really think it puts black people in a bad position. And I see a lot of the movies that Tyler Perry has produced was on that same type of Christianity wave. You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
he's a Christian. He's a Christian. That's
right.
Fine.
This is true. This is true. So, but yeah, like I say, that's just my little personal critique. I'm going to leave it right there for now. We
Am
can
I
go
the only
to
one that
talk.
Wish Madea was a real person?
No, I don't think
not a man, not a man faking
yeah,
the male woman.
Right.
There are some real Madeas out here. And I was going to just respond to this real quick before you go to calls. Like, I agree with everything you said, Kev, 100%. My one issue that I do have problems with is when we do start making them type of movies, I would love for the people to support them. Because
right.
all those Madea plays, all that stuff you named, the black people went out and enjoy
Tyler, he have a pretty good following, though. He has a pretty good following. I think if he was
right.
to make it with his creativity, because, like I said before, you know, he's a creative guy, you know, and I think
right.
I think he can pull something off like that. And I think he'll get the support. I think people support him. He have a huge following and a huge fan base. And I'm one of them. So I see most of all his movies that he makes. So I think he could definitely
you know,
be
you
the one
his
to pull.
Studio little.
I did not use that word. I ain't used the word little in about 2 weeks.
Little Chicken Shack Studio.
No, you need to do better.
Now look,
you really need to do better with that.
Now look, before
really
we get
don't.
Off, y'all, let's do this because we could put it out in the universe as far as, and we could just think about this: what type of movies, you know, pertaining to black people, black history, black future, whatever. What type of movies would you like to see be made? And then we'll tap on that, you know, towards the end of the show. But just think about that: what type of movies would you like to see, you know, in the future? And if you just joined us, family, we are talking about the Tyler Perry Movie Studios. The grand opening was last weekend down in Atlanta. The brother got 330 acres of land with 12 sound studios,
and a
back lot. He got green space, huh?
I said, and a man.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
He got 230 acres and a mule.
Yeah, yeah. So. It's a huge accomplishment. It's a big deal. A lot of Black Hollywood did support. Now I would give Rigel credit or kind of agree with her on this point. It did seem a little cliquish with the grant with the premiere. You know, because you got the, you know, basically. But I guess Hollywood is cliquish, if you want to say.
Hollywood is cliquish. It is.
Yeah, Hollywood is very cliquish. So you had all of the who's who of Black Hollywood there. And again, they are all kind of clicked in. But here's the thing. because what Hollywood cannot lose is that we have, you know, we have a huge black family. We have grassroots. We have a whole society that really elevates and puts up a lot of the black actors, right? Like, where would they be without the black audience? The black audience validates you first, and then the mainstream, or then you go popping everybody else except you. It's not the other way around, right? We can look at Will Smith. We can look at Eddie Murphy. We can look at Martin Lawrence. We can look at Chris Tucker. You know, even Oprah. It's always the grassroots or the black audience that lifts them up first, and then the white people latch onto them, and then they become mainstream and become popularized. So they cannot get it twisted. You know, the core audience or the people that hold them down are black society. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to put that out there as well. So we can go to the call lines, family. Give us a call. The number's 929-477-1697. Let's see what
they're
talking
about.
Okay,
yeah, I'm going to the call lines. But before I go to, I do want to throw this out there. I'm not saying that just let anybody in and just, you know, give everybody a shot. I know you have to do screening and things like that, but just don't make it where
right.
It's just so many layers where just, you know, it's
so
just
many
so hard to... Right,
yeah.
To just get through, like you have to know somebody and know somebody to know somebody
yeah,
to even just go and get something in there, you know. You know,
right.
You know, work with the community is all I'm saying.
Right.
So, okay. Right. Let's go to area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment?
Well, I have a couple things I want to say.
Thank you,
shooting in Houston. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We hear you.
With the shooting in Houston, if you've seen the video, it shows how cops don't even give black people a chance to even follow directions.
Right. That was in Fort Worth.
Because he shot at directions, and before he even gave her time to comply, he fired.
He started firing, exactly.
And as far as the Tyler Perry in the movie studio, that's a good power move.
Yes, sir.
Because now black producers don't have to kiss Hollywood's ass to get their movies made.
Right.
So and it opens up a lot more jobs for African Americans.
This is true.
For black Americans,
yes, indeed.
However you want to say it.
Right.
That's white people's ass. I like how you were starting to say it.
Right. This is true. This is true. So, yeah, agreed. Right on, Carla.
Appreciate it.
Peace. All right. Peace. Right on. Yep. That is definitely, that's definitely true. So, you can bypass, even though you still have to somewhat deal with the Hollywood apparatus as far as getting it made and it looking, you know, looking good quality and good sound stage, good camera, you know, good equipment, you can get all that in Black Hollywood, which is Atlanta, where these studios are. So, that's a power move. I agree with that.
Yeah.
You want to hit the call line, see what we got?
Okay, area code 315-762, call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey there, Collective Minds.
Hey, Tom, thank you for calling.
So, are you suggesting that Tyler Perry be racist with his studio?
Who is that for?
Because it's kind of hypocritical if you say that we have to open they have to open a studio so that black people can make films, even though black people have been making films. So, but what I'm hearing is that you suggest that he should only allow black artists to work in his theater, in his studio, and that would be racist. So should we practice the same thing that we are criticizing others for practicing, or should it just be open for people so he can make money?
No,
I think it's
going to
be open for anybody.
Yeah, it is open. He said himself it's diverse. He said one of the big problems is when he would go to Hollywood studios, he'd be the only black person on the set. And that's why he had enough of that. He said, you come to his studio, it's diverse. But you don't see the black people.
Yeah, I mean, I know. That's what I know that's what he said. But from what I was hearing is that you were hoping that he would not be as diverse and make his studio for black artists.
No, let me clarify.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would just go clarify my thoughts. I mean, his studio should be open to anyone. What I'm saying is, if a person comes, let's say with
anyone
that qualifies should be able to make a movie in his studio. What I'm saying is, but here's the thing: you may have a black filmmaker who has a movie that the Hollywood execs may seem radical to them. It may seem far left or whatever their reasoning for not green lighting that particular movie. What I'm saying is now there's a place in Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta where they could possibly get that movie green lit. You know what I'm saying? So
They have a problem with things far right now.
Well, I mean, whatever the reason, I don't know.
Or portrays black people outside of the niggerish attitudes.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
so exactly.
Tyler Perry
can allow
black films that show respectable
there
black
you
people.
Go.
That's great.
There
but
you go.
His studio shouldn't be just for that.
Right. Agreed.
Because then
that
would just
not.
Make it.
No, no,
yeah,
no.
Because that would limit him a lot.
Exactly.
And he's a businessman. So if white movies start coming out of his theater, I don't want y'all feeling bad and mad at him, calling him Uncle Tom and all this other
fool that we do as black people.
Well, now hold up. Because now I got
to
say this.
Now if movies that come out that are
no
destructive
white,
to the black person, if they're destructive
to
the black people, then
come
yeah, that's
studio.
Bad.
No, I don't want to see no white movies come out of the studio. If you want to make your white movie, then go to the white ones that you've been had. No, predominantly black films should come out of these studios. Tyler can do what he want to do, but I'm just saying what I would like to see. No, you got a black studio, make majority black films. That's how I feel. I mean, hey, if it's going to be all white,
make
that somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean,
we can't go to their studios and make
that direction. The thing is, if a studio neglected to produce anything from black artists at all, we'd have a major issue. But no studios are doing that. There's no studios that do not preclude black filmmakers at all. There are none that do that. Now, if their film is going
to
not have
but
a good return, if your film is
not
going to make the money. If your film is not going to make the money that they think that they're going to need for it to make, then they won't greenlight it. If your film
that
is so segment, if the film that you play, if the film that you're going to make is going to be subject to just such a small audience that it can't make the money back, because you can't make a film that only 10% of America is going to want to watch that's going to cost, you know, $10-15 million.
They do it with white movies all the time.
But the white population is a lot larger, so they can make the money back.
But this is the thing. This is the thing. Hollywood
don't
tell you.
The black population is so small that they can't recoup the money.
That's not true. That's not true. That is not true. This is what they don't tell you. Black movies make money all the time. Where you have a black cast or even a black director, these movies make money.
I'm not saying
all
that black movies
time.
Don't make money. I said niche black movies. I'm talking about very, like you said, far leaning left type of black movies. Movies that white people will not go and see because it doesn't make sense to them. Because you still have to have a white audience
like
to make money.
Like what though? You know what I mean? Like what? Any movie?
Okay.
I mean, name a black movie that didn't make the studio money. Like.
Dear white
you
people.
Talk about us. Look at us. Us killed the box office.
It's all about black people movie, blackity black movie. It was just a movie with a story that had a black cast. It was a
this
story with
I'm
a
saying.
Black cast.
Right.
That's
so
the type
that's
of movie
I'm
that
saying.
Should be made. Yes. But if you have a movie that ridicules and separates, then that movie won't make money. Like Dear White People, that didn't make a lot of money because it was a
separate
movie.
No, that's
movie.
A TV show.
We didn't say that. We didn't say that.
Yeah.
I said a movie like, if you make a movie like that.
Well, I don't know. Right, because slave movies seem to do good. White people love slave movies. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Black movies make money in Hollywood, quote-unquote black movies, but it could just be a story that just happens, that just has black people in it, like us.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
and then,
but,
too, also, we have to also remember, too, the dynamics, because, like we just mentioned, Hollywood is very cliquish. And just because you have access to a film studio to actually film and produce the movie, that's just half the battle. You still have to get distribution, find someone to actually play it or air it, or find some, you know, so getting it.
An audience.
He has the studio.
Get it out to the audience.
Tyler Perry has the studio, but that's still, if we were to go to Tyler's studio and make a movie, use his studio to actually film and produce a movie, edit it and everything ourselves, it's still no guarantee that anybody would ever see it. We may have to end up making DVDs and selling them out the trunk like Master P did back in the day. So it's still no guarantee that
you gotta be able to get it into
ever
the theater.
Hit the films at all. Right. It's no way. It's,
right.
So that's a whole other dynamic.
But let me ask y'all this.
And if a theater doesn't think they can make money off of it, they're not going to play it. Or if they think it's going to cause problems with their studio to work, their studio will.
Yeah. It's still
a
production.
If anyone, everybody on this phone line, if you had the money to make your movie, right? You want to make your movie, you want to get it done. Right now, we know Tyler Perry Studios just dropped. Are you going to Tyler Perry Studios to try to make your film, or are you going somewhere?
I might try Netflix because they take anybody, and they'll put it right out there.
Right, but
yeah,
that's what we kind of get confused because. No, go ahead. Because
saying,
I was just going to say,
just going to say something too. I was going to say, where are you going to put it pieces together? Because I would actively search out going to Tyler Perry Studios. Why would I go to somebody else's studios that don't look like me when I got a brother who didn't just put down, who didn't put it down? I'm gonna go where my people is. So why would I go to somebody else's studio when I can go to my own people's studio?
Wow.
Right, agreed. I would try to go there because the thing with Netflix, now Netflix is a streaming service. They do produce their own movies, but I don't think they actually have a studio. So there's a case where you could actually do a movie at Tyler Perry Studios
exactly.
And
sell it to
Netflix.
Yeah, and Netflix would distribute it on their form and all that. So
and
it's
yeah,
really
Netflix will take all those niche things. All those little niche things that
place.
Won't make it a theater, Netflix can do it.
Yeah, yeah. So
unless it's Farrakhan.
Place where you can
unless
do
it's
all
Farrakhan,
kinds
and they
of
won't show it. Unless it's Farrakhan, and then they won't show it. That's why I don't have a Netflix account.
There you go.
Now, Tyler production can. Now, I don't know if he's going to open his whole production company up where, because he can make a film, put it out. He don't need access, you know, for that. He has the company to do that. So I don't know if he's just allowing people to make films, you know, creating an avenue for people to come in, producers and stuff, to come in and actually film their studio there. But, like, I don't know if he's going to also take the film and air it.
Well, I'm
going to
let y'all move on to another caller, too.
Okay,
yes,
thank
indeed.
You.
Oh, appreciate you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, he may leave that into the hands of the producer. I'm not sure. And I know movie is still different from just television network, too, because I know when I was working on our project, I had a really major studio that was allowing us to to do what we needed, just like the Tyler. It was a big studio in Chicago. We had only thing we needed was distribution. So we could have filmed there all day long, got the film, got everything, but we still needed distribution,
right.
You know, somebody to actually air it. Now, I don't know if Tyler is going to also assist in that area, of, you know, to the small producers and whatnot that he's allowing to use the studio. I don't know, but he can.
Yeah,
he do
right.
have that ability.
Right, right. So
I bet you that's what's next. If that ain't the case,
right,
that's coming next.
This is just my understanding, just real quick. Like a movie studio, he just have a place where if you have a budget, where you can film and you can do all these things and get your
mm-hmm.
project together. You know, whether that's
mm-hmm.
movies, whether that's TV,
yeah.
whether
yeah,
you know
whatever.
It could be web
yeah.
content,
yeah.
whatever it is, it's a
yeah,
place where
exactly.
you can do that. And then the
mm-hmm.
distribution part, that's a whole nother side. You know what I'm saying? Like he doesn't
side.
Have the means,
yeah.
and can
which is
probably
a,
point you in
a
that
beat.
Direction. But yeah, exactly. So that's just a place where you can actually get your project done. Because remember, they filmed some of Black Panther at his studios before it was all complete.
Yeah.
They
right.
filmed some of Black Panther down there. They filmed the Have and Have Nots down there, and there's a few other shows that they mentioned that they filmed down there. And these are some are movies, some are TV shows, different networks, different outlets. You know what I'm saying? So it's a place
yeah.
where you can just film or get your vision of what your project is. You can get it together there. You know what I'm saying?
And as a
without
if,
going
if,
through
if you're in the right mindset,
traditional
Hollywood. That's why I was asking that question. Like if you've got a movie, if any one of us got a movie we want to put together, why would I go to Walt Disney?
Right.
I want to go to some place that got people that look like me. And that's why Tyler put it together, because he said he would go to these places and he'd be the only black face. At least I know if I go to
right.
Tylerfield, he's employing black people. He's being diverse. The other places are not
right.
being diverse, so I'm not going to go there and try to produce my movie. I'm actively seeking out Tyler Perry because he's employing people that look like me. And that's important to me.
Right, right. This is true. This is true.
Now, if I were to answer that question more realistically for myself personally, because I have an understanding, a small understanding of how it kind of works, I probably wouldn't actively seek out any of them because I just know. That's why I made the comment earlier in the beginning, the cliquish thing. I know how it can be so tough. I think that's why YouTube and Instagram have created those platforms where that way you don't have to actively seek out anyone. If you can get your stuff together with your cell phone or get
right.
a camera and do it and just
right.
and show, improve, and build your audience from there, and then it'll expand, and then it'll be much easier to go to these bigger productions. Because one thing also, too, which I want to quickly mention, when it comes to the studios, they still have a certain amount of reputation that they do have. That's why I say I realize, and realistically, he can't just let anybody come in there and do stuff either. There's certain standards I know that he's going to have to maintain and to keep the quality of his studio intact and the integrity of his own studio intact and his brand. And so he have a brand that he still have to, you know, protect. So with that being said, if you say I filmed here at Tyler's studio, or I'm out of Tyler Perry's studio, that's going to carry some weight. Whether you going, you know,
yeah.
for any distribution, it's going to carry some weight. So they're going to know he's not just letting anybody come in there. So he can't, you know. So I do know and realize he do have to be conscious. But as far as the certain type of layers and stuff that you have to go through, I would just like to see that be a little bit more relaxed than from what I experienced. I would like to see that be just a little bit more relaxed because right now it's just so tough. So personally, to answer that question, right now, today, I wouldn't actively seek out any of them. I would just get my own cameras and things like that and
right.
do my own films and edit it. and upload them on like YouTube or Instagram or something like that, and build from there first, and then let it go to however it may.
But after you build from there first, your next step, like you said, will be to go to a place like his. And that's what I'm saying. You want to go to
possibly
him instead of going
to
Walt Disney.
If it comes to me.
If you have to make the choice.
Yeah.
Now you have a choice.
Yeah, if
you don't
I,
have
right,
to go
if,
to
yeah, if
Walt
I
Disney.
Have to make a choice. Yeah, if I have
to
make a choice.
You can go
but
to
I'm
someone
like,
that's
yeah.
like you.
Yeah.
Yes,
if I
indeed.
Had to make that choice between Walt Disney and Tyler, definitely. Yes, Tyler.
Yes, indeed, family. If you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. This is Cosmic Kev with Rigel Starr and Brother Mufasa Rai. And we are talking about the opening of the Tyler Perry Studios down in Atlanta, 330 acres, 12 sound stages. And what are you saying? You saying a muse.
And a muse.
And a mule.
You know,
remember,
he's talking about the...
Oh,
and a mule, right. And a
when
mule,
Tyler
gotcha.
330.
And a mule.
And a mule.
Right. Okay. Right. I was wondering. I was like, mule. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah,
I'm saying. A little slow, family. Bear with me. Bear with me. But, yeah, so he opened this down in Atlanta. You know, we just talking about the dynamics of, you know, black filmmaking and what the future could entail. You know, with this studio, but the brother has done something amazing. And I think it's really, this is long overdue, because I feel like black people or a black man, quote unquote, should have already had a movie studio. If we look at Hollywood's been in existence since the late 1800s, you know what I'm saying? And black people have been instrumental in movie and filmmaking since the very beginning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They've used our image, whether negatively or what, they've used our image to promote and sell movies. So it seemed like this is long overdue, but, you know, he did it in 2019. They say 400 years after, you know, the first slave ship landed or whatever. You know, so we might be right on time, you dig? Might be right on time. In order
didn't
to
even
break
think about it like
that 400-year curse, right, this is the beginning a break in that 400 years.
It is what it is.
That we've been under for the last 400 since we got knocked upside our head. This is an opportunity to break that curse if, you know, if we step up and start make those type of movies. So,
it's an opportunity.
Yeah, it's definitely an opportunity. There you go.
And like I said, I had to throw this out there. The bow ties were significant. People might not think so. But the bow ties that they was wearing at that premiere, that was significant. It is sinking.
Okay, area code 314-616. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Peace, family. How's everyone doing this evening?
Hey, caller. Thanks for calling in.
I'll be real brief. Kevin kind of went into a direction that I know we would never have time in this segment to really go into as far as the Hollywood, the creation, why it was born, why the steel was given to the Jews, you know, the unlocking of the dark magic and how you're being hypnotized when you're in the movie theater. But, you know, to kind of combat what that caller was saying earlier about, you know, you can't be racist, I would respectfully disagree, and I would say it's been black people, like David Banner said a while ago, lack of racism that has allowed us to stay in the condition that we're in. Now, when you're in other people's studios, they select their people first. So until you have that, you know, type of sentiment, and it's just like anything else in nature. You're going to take care of yours first, you know. And as far as the film, you know, even though you had to have a diverse platform that appeals to, you know, LGBT or whoever, you know, I really think that it's time to repaint the narrative, because I don't know if I've ever said on the show before, but the same way that it took us 10 or 20 years to get into the mindset that we have as far as the music and everything else, it could take the same amount of time to get us out of that situation. So, you know, when
That's
we start creating films that don't have a white savior, when we start creating films that are showing black women in a good light, because even with those films you named with Tyler Perry, and, you know, you can be a fan, that's fine, it doesn't really set the stage right for black women and the black family collectively. You look at productions like Empire, which I've never seen. I've just seen the outlay. There's nothing positive being mentioned that's uplifting about a black woman. So that's going to be our foundational point from the family perspective. We have to build her up first. So, you know,
right.
With me, pretty much, let's say I'm not going to say too much. With that studio being so large, and I would kind of also equate that because I don't want to undermine what Jay Morrison's done, too. I think he's built a nice compound in the Atlanta area. So maybe this may be a direction for black people starting to do something on an independent level. And
that's right.
As far as the distribution is concerned, and Riser, you may know more than I know, but maybe, like you were saying with the YouTube thing, maybe with the collective art that we're standing, because we have to understand that, you know, if we're looking for the future and changing it for our kids and our grandkids, it's going to take time. So we can't be looking for an immediate investment on our return. Maybe we need to start doing a streaming that's going to make us less dependent on the distribution. You follow what I'm saying? Because I'm seeing people like Dame Dash that are kind of doing some type of streaming and filming on the independent level. So when you start doing that, you're showing them that you don't need them. It's just kind of like with the music industry, with YouTube and Instagram and everything. I don't need a record deal. That's why artists at time have to go into a 360, because now they know that your dependency on them is a lot less, because before you signed, you already had a 200 people, 1,000 following you, whatever. So now it's like, okay, I used to get them they merch money, now I'm going to need a piece of that, because they don't really need the distribution because everybody's downloading and uploading and streaming. So I think that on a movie level, you know, if we can close down the theaters and get people to stream from home, that would be a positive move. So, you know, I've been very critical of Tyler Creator fans. And I'm not going to, you know, criticize the man. I'm going to give him an opportunity. You know, and I like Riser. You know, I didn't really pay a lot of attention to it. I've heard a lot about it. And I didn't even know that, you know, you guys had the Black Boulet on there. So that kind of scares me from an aspect. Are they going to continue the retardation of black people that they've been doing, or are these black devils going to turn themselves into gods and start doing things on a positive note? So
that's what I'm hoping.
That's pretty much what I am.
Because that's what I was saying.
You know,
I didn't want to bash him either. I didn't want to bash him. I'm sitting back and giving him, you know, his credit for what he's done, which is a major thing. Now he got the ball in his hands. Go ahead, let's fully run with it.
All this time that I've been critiquing him, potentially he could have been a fool to step by the door. I don't know. You know, maybe wearing this dress and being playing a passive role, maybe this has been part of his plan from the jump. So I'm going to get a brother opportunity, but, you know, with my short time, that's pretty much what I want to say, that, you know, it's just time to reverse the evil that's in projection.
Right.
And, you know, we don't have to worry about the distribution when we live in the age of streaming. So
yes, indeed, exactly. Yep. And with streaming, I mean, basically, right on, Carl. Appreciate
Thanks,
it. Yeah, streaming then open the floodgates. Now, I would say this. I'm definitely going to give Tyler Perry, you know, the benefit of the doubt and the opportunity, you know, to put out some great projects and to uplift us and break that curse that we've been under. Now, here are two things that are just critiques from the grand opening that has nothing to do with the studio per se, but this is about the grand opening. Now, I noticed that Bill and Hillary Clinton was at the grand opening. Now, I just feel like black people at this point should not be rocking with the Clintons. Based on their record, we should not be rocking with them. Now, I mentioned that Oprah was there as well. Oprah is our sister, but Oprah has been moving a little funny style as well. You know, is she part of that gatekeeper community? Is she part of that Boule gatekeeper? And she runs around. I mean, she's a billionaire. She runs around with other billionaires, Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, all these type of people who have been exposed as sexual predators and pedophiles. We have to look at some of these black entertainers who run in those circles. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that kind of threw me off seeing Bill and Hillary Clinton there. Number two, the other thing that threw me off is, again, when we talk about the Christian church as we know it today, the American Christian church, I'm really not a fan. And they did a they recreated a scene from The Color Purple where they was marching in and singing the gospel song that they sung at the church, walking into the church or what have you. And for me, like I say, this is just personal.
It got to be with Suge Avery. That, God is trying to tell me
something. With Suge Avery, yeah, where they were singing the song. And they, but I'm like, this is just further the spell, in my opinion. Again, this is my opinion. I could be wrong. But this is further to put us under the spell of European, Roman, Greco-Christianity. And in my opinion, again, this has really hurt our people. We saw with the Amber Geiger case, people are forgiving and loving. They get smacked upside the head and just want to kiss and hug on folks. That puts us in a very vulnerable position. So I'm not really feeling the whole Christian undertones that I saw at this grand opening. But, again, that's just my personal critiques. And, you know, I could be wrong. So I'm going to just fall back on that, you know. But that's where I was at with my two little critiques that I had of the whole grand opening.
Okay, so let me say something to that.
Go ahead, my brother.
Because, and I wanted to tie it in with the last caller said as well about Tyler being the spook that sat by the door. You know, unfortunately, you have to give the people what they want sometimes, you know, instead of what they need. You know, and I touched on this earlier about when you look at what Tyler put out, the products he put out, I mean, too, the people flocked to go pay for it.
Yes,
you know,
indeed.
Talking about a streaming service, Nation of Islam has a streaming service, you know, but the mass of people are not interested in that content. Now, the content that Tyler been putting out, unfortunately, the people flocked to it. So I'm hoping, you know, like the caller said as well, and like you said, I'm hoping that Tyler was like realizing, okay, this is what they're going to flock to. This is what's going to get the bread, get the bag for me to go ahead and continue to build bigger things. Now I've done that and I'm still getting there. Now I can start giving them more of the medicine. You know, we always say that, giving them the medicine. But
unfortunately,
some people just, that's how our people are. They don't flock to the medicine. They don't flock to what they need. It's just, you know, they go off of what they want. And he put a product out and black people flocked to it. That's what they wanted. That's how he came up. So,
I agree with that. Yeah, yes, indeed. Now, I agree with that to a certain extent because I will say I think people flock to whatever the hype is. I think a movie with great promotion or content that has great promotion and there's a buzz around it, I think people will flock to it because it's just like, you know, because Hollywood encompasses everything that's entertainment, music, movies, news, you know, audio, visual, all that is under that Hollywood umbrella. But that's just like when people be like, well, people don't want to hear the conscious rap. They don't want to hear the woke rap or people talking about positive things in rap. I don't necessarily believe that because I think if the melody or beat is catchy enough and you play it enough times on the radio, people will gravitate to it. You know what I'm saying? How many times we've been singing a song or humming a song that, you know, we just didn't hear, but we don't know who's singing it or what. It's just a song that's stuck in our head. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, if the promotion and content is right and it's actually good content, I think people will flock to it, whether that's a good message or a bad message. And unfortunately, Hollywood has been used.
It goes back to marketing.
It goes back to marketing, right. And unfortunately, Hollywood has been used to paint a very negative picture of black people. You know what I'm saying? Our image has been under attack, therefore we under attack. You dig what I'm saying? But I think if we put out those right images and we make it fly, we make it look good, you know what I'm saying? We make it easy on the eye. I think people are watching.
That's what I'm saying. You got to do that little trickery stuff because people don't like that stuff.
Right.
Like, what
that's
was the
Hollywood.
Last thing that, you know, that we went to What did black people, what's the last movie that we flocked to that was like, that gave us stuff that we needed for our upliftment and, you know,
Wakanda.
Our achievement?
Wakanda Forever.
Black Panther. Possibly Black Panther. We flocked to that.
Anything
so
possibly
else? Black Panther.
But that's about it, right?
Yeah, I can't think of. And that's even debatable, but yeah, I can't think of
that. That's what I'm
going to
say.
You said the last one.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, though, but see, if we even argued about that in the past. Like, was it good for black people? Was it not? We was debating about that. So that's what I'm
right.
saying. What was the last thing that was straight up hardcore that we all three could agree? Yeah, that was necessary for the upliftment of black people, and black people flocked to it. I can't think of none. Maybe Malcolm X back when Spike Lee did.
Malcolm. Yeah, Malcolm was dope. Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of nothing else that we really flocked to and supported on a big level that was real strong for our, you know, our upliftment. I would say Wakanda too, Roger, but, you know, like I said, we've debated. You heard Brother Kev, he got some reserves about this. So,
right.
Outside of Wakanda, I can go all the way back to Malcolm X movie.
Yeah, yeah. So before we get to the call lines real quick, give me some movies that y'all would want to see come up out of these studios. Let's put it in the air. Let's put it in the ethers, in the universe. What type of movies would y'all like to see? You know, give me two or three or whatever of movies that y'all could think of that y'all would like to see made.
Okay, well, let's try to get this will be the last time. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, see, me and Roger have talked about some movies before, so we can't give up our original content. So I don't want to do that.
Right.
We got some original stuff we talked about.
Okay. Yeah. Not the original content.
But I would love to see Mansa Musa, the story of Mansa.
Right.
I keep hearing it's coming. I keep hearing somebody's gonna do it, but where is it at? I'm waiting on that one. The story of Mansa Musa is one. And also the story of Elijah Muhammad. I'm waiting on that. Some other stuff
indeed.
That I'm going to keep to my heart because I don't want to get it out there. But them two stories I would love to see on a big level.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Oh, Marcus Garvey.
Right,
Marcus
right.
Garvey. That's three.
Marcus Garvey. You got it. All right, let's get to the last call for tonight. I get my few.
Okay. Yeah, this will be the last call, everybody. So. Let's go to area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Man, look here.
Hey,
how
caller,
you doing?
Thank you.
You don't have to have... It's stuff about Tyler Perry's studio is going to be good for black folks. Tyler Perry is in the business to make money.
Oh, fact.
Tell you something. You can take one of them old buildings in North St. Louis and turn it into a set to reproduce the Cosby. That's all it was.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
Escape from New York. It was filmed downtown St. Louis, down there on Market Street and 18th Street, at that little diner that's set there on the northwest corner. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Still there, ain't
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they also, I think they even used some parts of Wellston, them studios. And no, I would go, it depends, I would go to Disney. Disney has the best animation practically in the world at this time. So if you're going to do futuristic things, you're going to need animation.
Right.
You ain't going to get no Negroes flying around in no damn spaceships.
DreamWorks.
You don't think tight?
DreamWorks, absolutely.
I don't think so,
because DreamWorks got patents on that stuff. Now, and really, animation like Star Wars and those scenes in the Galactics, that was just done in a room. That's not done in no 200-acre. Now, if you're going to do something like Ben-Hur, and another thing, movies got to be realistic. You can't have no movie on the Congo and show a whole bunch of light-skinned black folks in there because it's not realistic.
Right.
That's why Wakanda was so realistic. I mean,
right. What
did you say, old dude? It is what it is.
It is what it is. And that's why guys are
it.
Remember, guys are
it is what it is.
Because They had all white actors in God Egypt.
Now,
that movie,
you know what
wild.
I would like to see a movie on? I tell you, I thought Empire would be like Dallas with J.R. Ewing.
With J.R. Ewing.
Yeah.
And I will
it
kind
of is with just a little more violence, though.
Man,
it kind of is
that.
Like Dallas with a little more
yeah,
violence.
Wait a minute. Hang on. You know, it could have been centered around Jake Simmons, because Jake Simmons was in the oil business. He was a power broker in Texas in the oil business. His company was called Simmons Oil. You got another
right.
oil company, petroleum company called Hightower. So that would be a good thing to do movies on businesses. Do one on what's his name down there in Alabama. They did a book on him called Black Titan, A.G. Gaston.
Yeah, Gaston.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I wish him good luck. And I'm like you need to keep them damn Clintons out of the way. And here's another thing.
Yes.
Thanks to Donald Trump's tax reforms, he's going to be able to make a whole bunch of money. I mean, it is what it is. You're going to be paying 21%. You're going to be paying 21% on his revenues rather than the 39.6 that was under Donald Trump. Plus, because of Trump's tax reform, the 152 plan that the IRS now offer, hey, if he do put in some new sets, he'd be able to write that off all in 1 year rather than taking it out way out into the future. So that stuff is
so
good.
So basically, Trump should have been there. Trump should have been there over the Clintons. Trump
well, you know, I'm
going to
tell you something. All kidding aside, y'all need. You just don't realize how much good stuff this man is doing. We always talk about
you,
black
brother.
Businesses.
I'm with you.
This man is doing a whole lot of good stuff. And let me tell you something else, too.
I ain't got no problem with
that. I don't know if any of y'all are married or not, but you as a married couple, Your income is exempt the first $24,000. So why don't some of the movies show more black married couples getting involved
right.
in the things that they can benefit from just because they are black couples? There's a whole lot of things out there. You follow me?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'll follow you on that.
Yeah. Make sure
so anyway,
make sure you come on for the Trump show. We're gonna do a Trump show sooner or later. And
I'm down here in
the light on it.
Hey, I'm down here in Louisiana. Republicans kicked ass down here yesterday, the 12th. Kicking butt.
Oh, okay.
Trump came down here in one city, man, the place was packed. You thought it was the second coming of Christ or something. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. All right.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you. Yes, indeed.
Don is in the building.
All right, family. We're wrapping up the last 7 minutes of the show. And we was talking about the Tyler Perry movie studios. So for me, I do want to put this out in the ethers. As far as movies I would like to see, again, I think Annie Malone movie would be awesome. You know, talking about her start, her rise.
Yeah.
She has a magnificent story. One of the first black millionaires in this country. So I think that'd be a great story. A story about the Moors. You know, the Moors going up into Spain and conquering Spain, which would be, you know, a historical flick. You know, I want to see, like I say, because we got to create the future that we want. So I want to see some black sci-fi movies, some black DreamWorks cartoon type animation movies where, you know, we're showing, you know, strong black families, we're showing strong black men, we're showing black women in a beautiful light. You know what I'm saying? So those type of movies I would like to see. And also, also a movie on Akhenaten, Imhotep, and King Tut. The youngest king. So if we can get those three movies in big production, put those out, I think those would be epic, and that'll start to break the curse. And of course, they would need to be played by black actors, of course. But you know,
Akhenaten,
baby, what?
Ooh, man,
about it. You know what I'm saying? Imhotep, like, you could go on for days as far as the stories that need to be told. But like I said, we also got to tap into that Afrofuturism and show some things in the future of us getting busy, winning, and doing our thing. That way we can internalize it and make that a reality. So,
What about a movie about Eric Garner and Mike Brown and me?
You know what? And Mike, I feel like those are coming. I'm not necessarily want to relive
it
the
is
pain
what
of
it
those
is.
Because I think in a few years those gonna be the new Slave movies. We go see a Trayvon, a Mike. We go see all those movies.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But,
yeah, I can say that.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't really want. That's gonna be the new Slave movie, and I'm gonna be honest. I don't want to relive that because honestly, that was an L for us. That was a loss. So I'm interested in seeing us winning. You know what I'm saying? That was a loss. The people got off. They got away. So you go rehash it just to reignite that pain. I'm not really with
that.
And
totally
that's how
agree.
I feel
that's
about the
Slave
movies
movie
as well.
Yeah,
yeah, that'll be the
totally
new Slave.
Agree.
So I'm not really feeling that. So, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, but me personally, I leave all the movie ideas up to you guys. Yeah, I got some good creative movies. I'm waiting to see the reality change. You know, the movies, okay, that's cool, good entertainment, but I'd rather see it manifest more in the reality. That's what I'm kind of more waiting on. So I'll leave the movies ideas up to you guys.
Art imitates life. Life imitates art. We'll figure it out.
Yes, indeed. And they really do. And Hollywood, like I say, is a big platform. You got Hollywood, you got Bollywood in India, and you have Nollywood in Nigeria. So, and then now you got, I don't know what we should call the Black Atlanta, but Blacky Hood. No, I don't like the last time, but
you definitely gotta give it a name.
That's the new Black Hollywood, if we could come up with a name. But
Wakanda.
Yeah,
Wakanda. Yeah, it could be Wakanda.
Yeah,
that's
but thank everybody
Wakanda
for tuning in with us. Tune in
yes,
next
indeed
week with
we
us, can. And each and every other Sunday, 6 p.m. 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Once again, if you have any show topic ideas, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. For any ideas, we definitely open that. Tune in next week. We have another good show coming up, and we look forward to seeing you. Thanks for the support. Peace.
Who's that?
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
We talking like we walking. Collective mind. They thought.